The stone. The stone. Yeah, they were not referred by their name, just by their number. And they felt the pain every day that they were put under. The stress every night you sleep free, peacefully in your slumber. They were lonely every night, listening to thunder. And you thought that being put on a reserve was hard enough. And then they're taken and put into institutions. And it's tough, and it's tough. You stand on the land of the beautiful people, and you take them from it and you call it legal. All from a place where they were living happily, removed from a place of love, and yet it's called family. And in a state of vanity without any clarity, honestly the worst policy caused generations of agony. Forced to white academy, stripped of everything, yeah, their aboriginality. Name gone through the tears, their brainwashed through the years. Same pain put on peers, and you wonder why on Australia Day there are no cheers. Because on that day, all it brought was diseases and measles, the things that white did. Man, I call up you were evil, because underneath the skin we're all the same people. All the same bones, blood and feelings that become so, so feeble. We got a past and a culture that's rich and sad. We got ancient language on ancient land. We got a past and a culture that's rich and sad. We got ancient language on ancient land. This track, we remember the kids that were stolen, so we can give back the time and the love that we owe them. Uncle Richard, he was 9, turning 10, when taken. Hurting men happens again, when his brother's the same, and left his mother vacant. And police lied straight to her face about the reason of placement. The government stole and controlled him. Kumbaya Ndungadi, man, had told him. His parents didn't care, nor did any of his peers. And it hurt him right then and there. At this home setting where there no freedom, no nothing but beatings and bleedings and demons. Disguised as workers did not offer him the love that he needed indeed or deserved. And it's a fact he was attacked for sure. And maybe worse than that, he wasn't black no more. Instead he was abused, he was used to the punishment, getting nothing in return but food and his nourishment and suffering. To believe to the tree he was chained and was beaten with pain and was weakened with rape. In the winter thrown in the pool, not for laughs, with the shivers he was slapped. A kind of cruelty is that. Yeah, his time there was spent and he was moved still without consent. But at least he had a place where he could rest his head and be black without torment. And by that it's meant nothing physical, still insults were said. Institutions he was moved to, documents were misconstrued. There were places he was taken, like the Royalston on Glee Point Road. Indigenous dislocation, there was still unsure. Missing parents and their parents couldn't face it. The heartbreak was still long gone. Still brought an abundance of the fear at the soul. Now I know all the things that makes me tear was that I used to live down the road. Whoa. We got a past and a culture that's rich and sad. We got ancient language on ancient land. Taking word children, now it's affecting millions. Resurrecting and building these relations that we ruined. So hopefully with these words that are spoken with kindness interwoven, we can give back. Yeah, we can give back the time and the love that we owe him. Raised in the country, then released in the city. Little pity when they didn't make sure he could read and write. Had to learn transport system just to survive. Cause in the sick city, he wasn't used to the huddle. For him and Uncle Weird, he was kept in a bubble. And it left him with struggle. Cornered when the country left to him and his brothers. Brought up in the home, all scattered and shuffled. Torn up with the trauma, seen dazed and puzzled. Sort of hungry for the help with his pains he juggles. Others from round the home with no role models. Yeah, they bottled their colours and their battles with the drugs and the bottles. And he was set for free, left with no identity. And secondly, still no remedies were set for he. Brought up with the race of the enemy, separately sectioned off was a case of dependency. No mistake was his race treated secondly. body's legacy will live on endlessly, cause we won't forget the saying, no, not for any mean. Yeah. To spread awareness for his family and his parents, treated so badly by the cowards in power who were never outed. But that's life, well it was, when you're too white for the black kids and too black for the white. For white, yet for the way he was raised to train to be a slave, there was no love to be displayed. Danny's kids started off the same. It's a cycle, it's a vicious cycle, and it would have lost it and continued to loop till he opened up the past to unlock the future. You were standing on the land and you need to understand. Yeah, you were standing on the land and you need to understand. We got a past and a culture that's rich and sad. We got ancient language on ancient land, taking word children, now it's affecting millions, resurrecting and building these relations we ruined. Hopefully with these words that I've spoken, with kindness interwoven, we can give back the time and the love that we owe him. Yeah, we can give back the time and the love that we owe him. To his grandma, they called her a dumb black bitch, but the fact is she spoke a whole of 11 different languages. The damages. So yeah, when I talk about this, I wipe the wet from my face and my cheeks, cause it's bleak to think about all the segregation, how close to wiped out was this perfect nation, and stealing the law and forcing a different faith and demonstrating complete brutality like we're nothing but cavemen. And if there's one dream that I'm gonna keep on chasing, it's a dream that we can be one nation and live happily, a dream of integration. Cause like the KBH boys opened up in the place to place a pavement for us to connect and pay respect in this country's past days. And now Uncle Richard uses art to express, and it's amazing. So lift your hand and wave and make some noise. Please use your voice, please respect and rejoice for the Kinchilla boys.